Thank you, Darren. I want to welcome you all in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Beautiful day out there. Let me put these on. Let's turn to page 154 in the Book of Mormon. It's the 12th chapter of 2 Nephi, 24th verse. For behold, at that day shall he rage in the hearts of the children of men, and stir them up to anger against that which is good. Everywhere I turn today, I see turmoil, not only in the church, but in many people's lives. And on Friday, I talked to a guy. I stopped by the body shop to have my truck fixed. And he was telling me that his wife had lung cancer. And he was devastated. Said he wished he had been the one that had got it. But he said he had the Methodists praying for her, and he said he had all kinds of people that were praying for her. He said, well, he says, them Methodists down in Auburn, he says, they'll get it done. She'll be healed. And I thought about that. That the blessings of God come from God. We think that we're in charge of those blessings or giving them out by our prayers. And I told him, I said, I would pray for her also. You know, it's amazing how we look at our lives and we ask for those blessings and we change nothing about our lives. We go on doing the same things that we've always done, and yet we expect God to bless us. I'm no different. And I had to ponder those things. Let's go to the 17th chapter of Luke. 11 through the 19th. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Are we like the 9? In my life, I've seen great miracles occur in people's lives, and it never seems to change them. Nothing changes about their lives. They glorify God for a moment, but they go on their merry way. And all that blessing did was validate the life that they lived. What they felt that they were doing was so right. I deserve that blessing. They didn't want a closer walk with their or relationship with their God. They wanted life to go on the same way that it had gone on for many years. And I thought about that. I thought, was I one of those nine? Here lately, I've really struggled in many instances of my life. Whether I was worthy of the blessings that God bestowed upon me, and whether I had changed my life enough. And I thought whether I was worthy. I know I'm not. Let's turn to Hosea. The fourth chapter, sixth verse. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Through lack of knowledge, do we feast upon that word of Christ? I also thought that my God had forgotten me. But I know He hadn't. He just wasn't blessing me the way I thought it should be. Was I changing anything about my life? Was I testifying of His goodness, even in adversity? Was I keeping His commandments the way He wanted them kept? You see, understanding isn't the hard part. It is doing it that is the hard part. Turn over a few more pages in the Book of Mormon to page 158. 76th verse. For behold, except ye keep the commandments of God, ye shall all likewise perish. And because of the words which have been spoken, ye need not suppose that the Gentiles are utterly destroyed. For behold, I say unto you, that as many of the Gentiles as will repent are the covenant people of the Lord. And as many of the Jews as will not repent shall be cast off. For the Lord covenant with none save it be with them that repent and believe in His Son, who is the Holy One of Israel. Keep the commandments of God, repent. How do we repent? I'm sorry, Lord. A friend told me a story the other day. And he had a guy that he used to work with. And this guy was an avid atheist. But he said, and they had some pretty good discussions, and I know that along the way I've done the same thing. But this guy came to him one day, this was years after he'd worked with him, and something really kind of struck him. He said he was dealing with this one guy, and He went to him and he said he was sorry. The guy said to him, well, do you really mean it? If you really mean it, that's okay. If you don't, he said, don't bother saying it. Well, God's the same way. Don't bother saying you're sorry and praying about something if you don't mean it. If you're not going to change something about your life. Because you do it over and over and over again. Wasting you God's prayer and His time. If you're sorry, don't do it. And when someone does that to you, what are they looking at? They're looking at your character. What kind of a person you are. Because most people aren't that shallow that they're looking at anything else. They're not looking at my good looks. They went a long time ago. They're looking at what kind of a person you are. Whether they can trust you or not. What you say, whether it has meaning. Second Nephi, 6th chapter, page 110. Verse 77-81. Do not say that I have spoken hard things against you. For if ye do, ye will revile against the truth. For I have spoken the words of your master, your maker. I know that the words of truth are hard against all uncleanliness. But the righteous fear them not, for they love the truth and are not shaken. Oh, then, my beloved brethren, come unto the Lord, the Holy One. Remember that his paths are righteousness. Behold, the way for man is narrow, but it lieth in a straight course before him. And the keeper of the gate is the Holy One of Israel, and he employeth no servant there. Words of truth are hard against all uncleanliness. And he's telling us, if you don't mean it, don't waste my time. Go to page 115. Therefore, cheer up your hearts and remember that ye are free to act for yourself to choose the way of everlasting death or the way of eternal life. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, reconcile yourselves to the will of God and not to the will of the devil and the flesh. And remember, after ye are reconciled unto God, that it is only in and through the grace of God that ye are saved. Wherefore, may God raise you from the dead, death by the power of the resurrection, and also from everlasting death by the power of the atonement, that ye may be received into the eternal kingdom of God, that ye may praise him through grace divine. Amen. Reconcile to God and not to the devil. This life is a series of choices, and God knows your heart. So you think you will be able to lie to him? Yeah. I'm sorry, Lord. Well, I didn't mean to do it again. was your lack of knowledge. You know this to be true. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Verse. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learn of me. We're satisfied with the small blessings now and again, and we are like the 9 lepers. Back to page 154 in the Book of Mormon. Sixteenth verse. And they wear stiff necks and high heads, yea, and because of pride and wickedness and abomination and whoredoms, they have all gone astray, save it be a few who are the humble followers of Christ. You know, we think we have great things to do for the Lord. We're going to convert the world. To the gospel of Christ. Or it falls upon our shoulders. Where was God in that? And is that not for our own glory? We didn't start with ourselves and purge ourselves first, cleanse ourselves from all unrighteousness, that we may be the children of our Heavenly Father. We're doing it for ourselves. That as He set the example, so should we. Let's go to Jacob, first chapter, page 167, the 7th verse. Wherefore we labored diligently among our people that we might persuade them to come unto Christ and partake of the goodness of God, that they might enter, into his rest, lest by any means we should swear in his wrath. They should not enter into the provocation in the days of temptation while the children of Israel were in the wilderness. Labor diligently. That people look at your character. And they say, I want to be like him. And when we say we're sorry, we mean it. And when we pray for a blessing, it be righteous in our Heavenly Father's eyes. And it would be his will, not ours. And you know, in all the gospel, every one of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What's the main commandments? Love thy God with all thy might, mind, and strength. Do we do that? If we do that, We don't have to worry about too much as far as him not being on our side. What's the second part of that? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Not before, not after. When you think about this, if you love God that way, do you love your wife or your husband like that? You wouldn't do him any harm. You'd always be wanting to do the best for him. You want to please one another, don't you? God's waiting on us. He wants to please us, but he wants us to love us, love him with all our hearts. He doesn't want to just rule over you. Page 440, and I'm going to end right there. Book of Mormon. Alma 17, verse 60 through 68. For behold, there is a curse upon all this land, that destruction will come upon all those workers of darkness according to the power of God when they are fully ripe. Therefore, I desire that this people might not be destroyed. Therefore, ye shall keep the secret plans of their oaths and their covenants from the people, and only their wickedness and murders and their abominations shall ye make known unto them. And ye shall teach them to abhor such wickedness and abominations and murders, and ye shall also teach them that these people were destroyed on account of their wickedness and abominations and their murders. For behold, they murdered all the prophets of the Lord who came among them to declare unto them concerning their iniquity and the blood of those whom they murdered, did cry unto the Lord their God for vengeance upon those who were their murderers. And thus the judgments of God did come upon these workers of darkness and secret combinations. Yea, and cursed be the land forever and ever unto those workers of darkness and secret combinations, even unto the destruction, except they repent before they are fully ripe. And now, my son, remember the words which I have spoken unto you. Trust not those secret plans unto the people, but teach them an everlasting hatred against all sin and iniquity. Preach unto them repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to humble themselves and to be meek and lowly in heart. Teach them to withstand every temptation of the devil with their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to never be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly in heart. For such shall find rest to their souls. O, remember, my son, and learn wisdom in thy youth. Yea, learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God. Yea, and cry unto God for all thy support. And with that, I thank you very much for your time.